This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Egypt has approved the use of a COVID-19 vaccine developed by Chinese pharma giant Sinopharm, with its rollout to start later in January. That's according to the health minister. The first batch of the vaccine was delivered in December, with further doses expected this month. The minister said that the second shipment of the vaccine should arrive in mid-January and that vaccinations would begin then. Egypt is the Arab world's most populous country with around 100 million inhabitants. It has recorded more than 140,000 cases of the COVID-19 disease, including 7,800 deaths. Sinopharm announced last week that one of its vaccines to be distributed in China was 79% effective. The jab's efficacy is lower than that of vaccines developed by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, both over 90% effective. A jab developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University has proved 70% effective with one dose and 100% effective with two doses. Egypt is also looking to acquire this one, according to the health minister. Another Scottish independence referendum should not take place for a generation. That's what British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Sunday. His words came as Scotland's leader renewed calls for a fresh vote in the wake of Brexit. Johnson told the BBC that referendums aren't jolly events, don't unify nations, and should thus only be held once a generation. Scotland voted to remain part of the United Kingdom in 2014. At the time, Scottish National Party leader Nicola Sturgeon called it a once-in-a-generation vote, but now argues that Britain's departure from the European Union, which a majority of Scots opposed, has changed the game. And recent polls have shown consistent support for